Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to the Millionaires in Training radio show, where building your brand is the art of networking. You know, we've been on vacation for the last couple of weeks. I was in Atlanta with my friend. She did her book debut, along my sister was in the book. It was awesome. We were sold out like 2 weeks in advance. And they see it now. I'm working on my major project here coming up in November 26th at the Black Friday, the Millionaires of Training Business Expo at Chester High School. So I'm busy working on that. But I did schedule, you know, a very, very powerful guest. And he came to me. You know, I'm telling you, networking is very, very powerful. It's not who you know, but who knows you or who sees you that can tell everybody about you that next you know, you make a connection. So, you know, I'm very powerful about networking. Of course, if you know my story, I was Los Angeles Black Business Expo Networking of the Year all time because, you know, after I won the first time, I was ready to win the second time. They say, Ernestine say, John, you can't win again because you're on the staff and they think it's rigged. So, you know, there was no other after me and there will be no other, you know, there was some before me. But after me, I was the end of the networking of the year, and I certainly appreciate exactly when I was in Los Angeles, they brought me into the fold, and I watched this young lady build the expo from 50 business to over 500 businesses. And I also appreciate her for introducing me to my mentor, Mr. Howard Hambrin, who was the vice president of United Health Plan, who was one of the sponsors of the Los Angeles Black Business Expo, and may he rest in peace. And right now, I hope Maxine Waters, Commonwealth Maxine Waters, down there in Los Angeles, Compton, got the petition, enough petition to have a street named after him, Mr. Hambrin. But we're going to, you know what? I was listening to out in the green room to these young men, and they had some very powerful information. But before we get to the information, I want to bring on Coach. And, you know, like I said, we met through a networking associates up here. But I noticed some of the things because, you know me, when you're in networking, you also got to be investigating. You know, you check everybody out. You see exactly what they're doing. And he's been doing some tremendous things. But before we get to the tremendous things, I know he's a great family man. But I'm going to let him come before you and himself because, you know, I don't like bios. I like for them to tell you themselves because when they tell you their story, that's their bio. So I'm going to bring before you, we also have another special guest, Mr. Albert Daniels on. And now this young man right there, I was listening to him. He got some powerful information that he's going to share a little bit about the nonprofit. Before we bring him on, we're going to bring on the coach. Coach, are you there?
Hello?
Coach, are you there? Yeah.
Yeah,
coach
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me? I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I'm bringing you on there. Why don't you tell us, our audience, a little bit about yourself and the things and the awesome things that you are doing, you know, in the community?
Well, I'm Coach Trey Bell. I'm from Philadelphia, West Philadelphia, Overbrook High School. I did a little undergrad at University of Kansas before transferring back to Temple and eventually going into the Air Force. I was a firefighter in the Air Force. I have 24 years on the Philadelphia Fire Department. And I'm a football coach. I'm a football coach, mentor. I've been doing that since 2004 when my son decided he wanted to play for the 69th Street Wildcats. I was there for about 12 years and then moved on to the Overbrook Monarchs. But while I was doing that, I'm also a mentor. You know, my thing is not really football, but making sure that these children have a way of surviving in this jungle. You know, I got burnt out from pumping on young people's chests, and the last major fire I had before I moved out to the airport, we lost a child 16 months mm-hmm. old. My son was four months old, and that was really shook me, you know. But right now what I'm doing what I have been doing, you know, my best friend's grandfather started the buzz of entrepreneurship. So I've been trying my hands at that, and I created a friend-to-friend enterprises for people just to work with each other. And then from there, having to pay back student loan debt, I started debt-free students. So my son wouldn't have to go to school and graduate in debt. You know, so he's a freshman at Valley Forge Military College, and still a Rocket. You know, all the boys are Rockets. They believe that they know everything until they're tested. And my motto to him was, my job is to get you to 25. And once I get you to 25, that's 25 years of seeds I've been planting. You know, so after that, because I don't believe that they're 18. They're grown when they're 18 because they still got 19 to go. So they're still a teenager. There's only 60 months from 13 to 18, you know, so they still have that immaturity. But what I did was I went out to the University of Kansas this past April and launched the Debt-Free Students platform, and which was going along good until I came back home and I realized that, you know, a lot of people that are 40 and up, they're stuck in the rat race. And they really don't understand, you know, how the game is played, you know, especially with the taxes. You know, you're an employee, you get taxed first. When you're a home-based business owner, you pay your taxes second, you know. And they're always looking at this is some type of scam, this is some type of pyramid, but they don't realize that the structure that they're in under the title of a job is actually a pyramid, you know, when you put it up on the chalkboard. And they use that to the wizards of the world. You know, I always use the Wizard of Oz, what the darky have to do in order to get home. And most people say that she had to click her heels, you know, and I said, no, she had to wake up because she never left the house. She got hit in the head, you know. So it was all a dream. So it's all a dream that you can go to school, get a good job, and retire. That's just a dream. That's why they call it American dream. You know, but when you go back to the beginning, it was life, the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Because everybody that came over had to be an entrepreneur, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and then one of my good fat brothers turned me on to a slogan that he was using to educate students on financial literacy, which was stocks versus sneakers. And I just flipped it to stocks versus Jordans because I met this cutie pie who was 6 years old. Her name was Jordan. And she had three heart surgeries before the age of two. And she has so much energy, you know, and she's going to need, you know, help as she grows in the form of money for health care. And your mom can't get that work in a J-O-B, you know. So it's like, okay, we got to teach these children financial literacy. So what ended up happening was a friend of mine, like you said, networking, told me about this Prosperity by Design University. So I went out and looked at it, and I was like, wow, this fits right into what I want to do, which is peace. You know, bring peace to the community. That's what everybody's wanting. They want peace. You stop the violence, you got to have peace. And peace simply means providing education and cooperative economics. So working with Mr. Daniels, who is the founder of Prosperity by Design University, we're able to provide an education and help people get paid to learn. And when they matriculate through the university, they'll have enough money to put to use what they learn, you know. Oh, and the one thing that a lot of people don't realize and understand is the word affiliate, you know. And once you look at the bottom line of your Walmart websites, your Target, your Walgreens, it always has an affiliate program. An affiliate program just means that you're going to market for this company and they're going to pay you a percentage of what the people earn when you use their website. They set everything up for you. And all you got to do is tell people, hey, go to Walgreens online. Mm-hmm. Pay for it online, pick it up at the store. So the person that told you is an affiliate, so now, bang, you make the percentage. And Mr. Daniels has put this together, and what I did was I love numbers, brother. So I just did the numbers, and we're using this. Well, I'm using this as a fundraiser for all organizations, youth organizations, mm-hmm. you know, able to create scholarships for these children and their families to learn financial literacy, which is what nobody gets until they, you know, get to the point where they can't stand, they're tired of being tired, and they're up one night looking at an infomercial, and then next thing you know, they start learning about entrepreneur stuff, so on and so forth. What Mr. Daniels has done was bring it right to you, you know, and I'm loving it, and I'm introducing it to the Delaware Valley on October 30th at my Stocks versus Jordans launch party. It's a fish fry for the Eagles-Cowboys game, and this is a truly guaranteed party with a purpose, because when you come and you enter into the school, you can't lose. You know, you can't lose because it's the education that you're going to get. And I'm able to go to the different organizations, the youth organizations, and who's going to turn down the opportunity of raising money for their child to go to college? And at the same time, the child is learning financial literacy that they would never have learned if they went to any university right now. You know, you'll learn from somebody that's going to come try to sell you a product inside of their financial form. But this way, you learn, you get paid to learn, and it's amazing. That's why I asked you for permission to allow Mr. Daniels, the actual founder, to come on and explain it. You know, he's from the Midwest, and in the Midwest, it's like laid back. It's just like simple. It's like 1 + 1 = 2, 2 + 2 = 4, you know. Not the way when you come over to the East Coast where, you know, fast and, you know, a lot of jive and a lot of BS going. It's just basic. It's like in the Wizard of Oz, you know, it was black and white until she went to Oz when it was color. But when it was all over, it came back to black and white. Addition, subtraction, mm-hmm. multiplication, and division. I hope I wasn't talking too fast. I'm just excited.
Well, you know, the information you provide is very, very, you know, powerful because, you know, a lot of our youth, you know, need this. And one thing I wanted to ask you is the qualification of this. Is there really any qualifications, or is just any youth that may be interested in it, or pose those youth that dropped out of school, or can they get involved with this program, or you have to be in school?
Well, what I'm doing is I'm going through the youth to get to the parents. Now, mm-hmm. Mr. Daniels can elaborate, you know, because you have to be 18, but and you don't have to have Mr. Daniels can Mr. Daniels you can elaborate
I'm
the requirements.
Yeah. Okay. There really none other than just a desire to change where you are. I tell people for the price of a pizza, you can change your life. And so that's pretty much what we've done. My background is investment banking and finance and accounting, and I've had the tax business, and I'm one of those serial entrepreneurs. And I'm going to be real brief because I got another meeting I got to run into. But I do want to say that the reason that we built this was really for two things. One was to give people some financial literacy. One of the things that we know about finance is like any profession, it has its language. You know, lawyers have their language, doctors have their language. And usually the interesting thing is when a doctor tells you you have something, you know, it sounds so crazy. Like, what is that about? Well, finance is the same way. And so what we tried to do is simplify that whole process. Because one of the things that I know is that once you kind of understand it in a simple term, it gives you control. And so, therefore, you can control how you grow your income, which is what this is really all about. And so what we did is we put together a program that does two things. It educates folk on one hand, but on the other hand, it actually puts money in your pocket. So we say basically you get paid to learn. That is the only thing that you really have to do with our program. We do a lot of the other stuff in the background, but the idea is that you can get paid to learn. It's just that simple. It looks very much like a college program. We designed it kind of with that in mind. And you go through classrooms and you learn as you move. And that's the whole point. But the other thing is that we created it with a financial part involved, because my issue was is that even after you learn all of this good information, you still have to have some capital to make that thing operate. And so what we did is we combined the best of both. We take the education side to teach you, and then we give you enough knowledge so when you see a good opportunity, you can now take advantage of it. But the other side of that is, in addition to that, you can also have some income to take advantage of it with.
Amen.
And
that's really
the deal. That's it. It's that simple.
Amen. Right. And, you know, listen to exactly what we're saying. You know, if I was a youth and share something, especially when you're talking about getting paid, and then you get an education and knowledge on top of, as you said, you get paid to learn something that is very, very powerful, especially when you're talking about, you know, numbers and everything. And, you know, mathematics is the key essential that, you know, you need, that we need in order to really, you know, need a successful life. Coach Bell, the program, the program that you had established, you and Mr. Daniel, what is the classroom size, you know, that you
Well, actually, Mr. Danson can go into that, because it's not your typical classroom where you're going to be coming in and sitting next to somebody. All this is online. And if you look at the online education industry, the last article I read was by Forbes magazine. It's about $107 billion right now. So with Mr. Daniel's creation, we're going to be able to tap our community with a minimum fee to learn this financial literacy. And through what I'm doing is the golden rule fundraising, which is do unto others as you want others to do unto you, and we just share it. So Mr. Daniels can go into how the classrooms are set up and basically how everything is structured. But like I said, it's basically like I'll be a sophomore Friday, and I started about 2 weeks ago. I did an orientation, a freshman one, freshman two. Now I'm a sophomore, and I just, right before the conference call, I just received a text saying that I received $10 because there's somebody that just came into my freshman one class.
Awesome. Okay. And real quickly, the design of the program, like you said, is very online, so it's interactive and all of that good stuff. Size of the classroom, if you ask that, is the classroom size is about 39 people, and after that, the class is full. But what I would suggest to everybody is, listen, if you love what you're hearing, just go on the website. We have a total explanation. It takes about 16 minutes total. But it's a total explanation. It's an incredible program. And what we know is that right now what we're seeing is just all kind of excitement as people come in, look at the deal, go, I can't believe this. They're getting excited. They're getting involved. They're taking the classes, and they're making money. And that was the design of the program. So that's what we can tell you. I hate to to hop off this call, but I got to run into another meeting that we got going on. But I really appreciate the opportunity to just break bread with you guys and tell everybody about how this is growing like crazy. We have now well over 2,000 members, and we're growing every day. It's an amazing program. I just can't say enough in terms of excitement, but I think you guys will find that it is everything you wanted plus some.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And with that, I'm going to hop off. You guys have a great evening. I'm in Houston, Texas, so I'm really doing some crazy stuff here. But we'll be in touch with everybody. And Coach Bell,
yes, sir.
Take care. All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah, so, brother, that's how it is. And what I'm doing is using it as a fundraiser for – I'm actually testing out this fundraising concept with the Overbrook Monarchs, the 69th Street Wildcats, Steve Black, the former LaSalle All-American. He has a program called Back to Basics Fundamental Basketball, helping him raise money. Hands Across Philadelphia, they had the march a couple of weeks ago. And one of my princesses, Brittany Boyd, she was selected as an All-American, high school All-American, and I'm trying to raise $1,000 for her to help her go to London. But the back end is that the scholarships that we'll be able to give to the organizations so they can give out to the families. So the families can learn this information and like he said, pass it on and grow. And you know, when I first saw it, I really didn't understand the concept until I actually talked to Mr. Daniels, and then I just started doing the research on online education. And then I just looked at, you know, what my son is doing. You know, my son is at school, you know, learning business administration with a certification in cybersecurity. So, you know, I basically told him, I said, look, you're going up there because, you know, you got to protect your brand. You know, whatever you want to do after you leave out of here, you know, it's cool. But you're not going to graduate in debt. You know, none of the players that I have, I'm teaching them because I told the parents, if you've been allowing me to yell at your children for this game, you know, so you might as well let them sit down with me and we can plot something together. You know, that's why we created Tomorrow's Black Millionaires team. So we can sit down at the table and these children can pull their money together and start their own corner stores, you know, and franchises and so on and so forth, you know, because we basically have nothing to offer the children but the so-called American dream, which is basically a nightmare for us when you look at the unemployment rates for the high school dropouts versus the high school grads and undergrad dropouts and then college grads, you know, and we're taught to stay in school. Everybody stay in school. But, you know, Bill Gates ain't stay in school. You know, Zuckerberg didn't stay in school. You know, you have a lot of people that have ideas because that's the American dream under the Industrial Revolution. You know, when it was designed to bring the mothers out, you know, they do these wars to take the fathers over to fight any unjust war and then bring the mother outside of the household who used to homeschool until they got time for kindergarten. So now they send them to the government-run Head Starts and starts diagnosing our children because they're so active. Every generation is faster than the next one. But in order for them to stop our progress, they want to give us drugs to slow us down, you know, but Every generation is faster. That's why we went from, you know, walking across the land to riding on the horses to making a wheel to making a car, you know. You know, so 'cause some people don't realize that Henry T. Ford didn't build the automobile. He just created the assembly line. You know,
exactly.
It was actually a brother that did all that. You know, so right now, brother, we have the opportunity because everybody's doing the same thing. You know,
right.
You know, we can't have. I mean, I'm having a fish fry because you gotta reach the people in what they already know in order to teach them something new.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Amen. Now, I wanted to ask the
question.
If we have some interested people that want to really take on, get involved, if there's a feed involved that they will have to go through or they just have to sign up.
The orientation class is just $25.
Mm-hmm.
You know, $25. And the best part about it is, if and I know people in your listening audience can relate, okay? When you get inside of the college arena, you know the game. You know if you go to school, if you have an overabundance of financial aid, you want to get that check. You know, you want to get that check, and some of the students use that check. I know my partner, she says she used to bank the check, you know? And then sometimes, you know, you read the rules. I always tell my son, you got to read the rules and regulations. And once you understand the rules and regulations, you know your boundaries. You know which lane to stay in. You know, so like me, you know, I like to tell the truth so nobody can come back and tell me that I lied to them. You know what I mean?
Right.
So when I came back from University of Kansas, I was a I was a new bruh, Mega Sci-Fi. I'm back in the city, you know. I'm just having too much fun, you know. So come that January, I was just having too much fun. I was, you know, I got to keep it real. Back then, the ratio between black men and women was like 1 to 15, you know, and it was just too much. So I was like, you know what, let me send all this money to my sister. You know, let my sister went to University of Michigan. She graduated from there. She went to University of Maryland, Baltimore County. She's a dentist now. She did her internship at Howard University. Now she runs the dental hygiene department for the city of Baltimore. She's my hero. Matter of fact, right now she's at Vegas with taking my mom to the Grand Canyon, visiting her son, who's a teacher out there. Now,
amen.
I knew that I wanted to be a firefighter. And I knew I wanted to go into the Air Force, and I knew I needed to leave Philadelphia because I didn't feel like having these women jump on me because I use five different names and we all on the same campus, you know. So I calculated that once if you go in and pay your tuition, if you withdraw in a certain period of time, you get the full money back, you know.
Okay.
So it's like in this arena, once you do your orientation, you go to the class, and the orientation class just tells you about the school, tells you about what we're going to do, tells you the different levels of prosperity, what's prosperity. If you don't think that's for you, okay, you don't have to go to any other classes. But what's going to happen is you already created a classroom. So at the most, you're going to get your $25 back once your classroom fills, and you're going to have a $75 profit. So it's a win-win situation. It's
Amen.
A win-win situation.
Now, we got a few seconds, about a minute to go. I want you to tell our listening audience how to get in contact with you to get involved with the program.
Yes, because I'm introducing this to the Delaware Valley. So you can contact me at Stocks, STOCKS-VS-Jordans. And Jordans is spelled JORDYNS.com. And when you go out to that's Stocks-VS-Jordans.com. And then once you go on there, you'll see it'll talk about the tomorrow's black millionaires. And when you scroll down, it'll say, welcome to the peace movement, providing education and cooperative economics. And
Amen.
Once you click on that, it's and they can also call me 267-348-9029. 267-348-9029 and reference the show.
Amen. Well, it was a pleasure having you on the show and you and the information. And we definitely going to be talking. I have your information here. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, we had an awesome guest, you know, here, Coach Bell. He gave some powerful information how we can, you know, become entrepreneurs, especially our youth. And I'm definitely going to be looking into this information. So I'll be signing off once again. But before I sign off, I'd like to give to a shout out to our sponsor, Good Deeds Radio Show with Dr. Renee Sunday, who is a year-long sponsor of the show. So I had to get kudos to that, you know, to the sponsor of the show. So until next week, we have another awesome guest. And thank you so much, Coach Bell, for being on the show. And this
thank
is
you,
John
thank
Schamberger.
You.
This is John Schamberger, Million Chain Radio Show. See everybody next week. May God bless everyone. Amen.
Amen. Peace.